Hi, you're on Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Mark Mullen from St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, Mark, how are things in St. Louis? I was just there.
The leaves are absolutely beautiful right now, and we're hoping they hold on for a little while longer.
I'm so glad. What do you do there in St. Louis?
I am a third-year medical student at St. Louis University.
That's good. What kind of doctor do you want to be?
It's kind of up in the air right now, but I lean pretty heavily towards psychiatry.
You know, you might want to stock up on those little creamers.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the show, Mark. Bill Curtis is going to perform for you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a winner. You ready to play?
Sure am.
Here is your first limerick.
Alone at the bar I sit, waiting. Though I swipe right, my passion's abating. It turns out this app is a vote-trolling trap. The campaigns have been ruining...
Dating?
Dating, yes, very good.
Good, Mark.
So, Tinder, Bumble, and Grindr isn't just the name of the world's perviest law firm. Dating apps are a great way to meet people if you want the process of meeting people to be a soul-destroying torture. But this last campaign season, instead of the usual crop of Chads and Jakes, the apps were flooded with political activists. Say, a woman would swipe right in a man, and then the man would do the same, but instead of making a date, the woman would say, "Have you thought about voting for Beto?" Really, the only thing worse than a bunch of drunk bros trying to hook up is a bunch of totally sober Bernie bros.
I've been on that app. It's called Hinder.
All right, here is your next limerick.
Perhaps if I tickle the keys, we will cave age some less runny breeze. Or loud Eddie Vedder might make heady cheddar. Let's see how some songs affect...
Cheese.
Yes, cheese! The Swiss love cheese so much that one man has decided to play his wheels of Emmental cheese different kinds of music to see if it makes the cheese taste different. That's true. I think we can assume the Gouda isn't the only thing getting smoked over there. This is the project of a man named Beat Wampfler. His actual name... Coincidentally, Beat Wampfler is also the Swiss word for DJ. He has wheels of cheese aging on top of small speakers playing different kinds of music, everything from Led Zeppelin to A Tribe Called Quest. His theory is that the bacteria that age the cheese may cause different chemical reactions depending on whether or not they have rhythm. Avoid the Asiago, though. It ripens on the one and the three.
You know, if it turns out that he's on to something, this could really be good for the music industry.
Yes.
You know, a lot of performers. What if, you know, how exciting it would be to play live.
In a cheese cave.
Yeah, exactly. For cheese.
Yeah.
You know, Sarah Brightman was nervous about being in front of an audience. Put her in front of cheese.
Yeah. All right, you have one more limerick. Let's see if we can go perfect, Mark. Here we go.
This mother's angelical horde makes me... an hysterical ward. She once was fed through me, and now it's my jewelry. I'm wearing my baby's.
Oh, gross. Umbilical cord.
Yes.
Yes, umbilical cord. Yes, if you,
you got it right.
If you love your baby so much, feeding it and raising it's not enough. Take its old belly button skin out of your memory box and put it on a necklace. Umbilical cord jewelry is the hot new fad. So be careful when complimenting a new mom's jewelry. An innocent, "Wow, where'd you get your necklace?" opens the door to a conversation that starts with, "Well, my cervix was dilated 8 centimeters. Yeah.
This really gives kind of a new meaning to the term, "It could only be Jared."
Yeah. Bill, how did Mark do in our quiz?
Mark did a great job. Everyone is right.
Congratulations, Mark. Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for playing.